This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Today is Thanksgiving, and I couldn't think of a more fitting day to visit with someone who helped grow part of the food that's on our tables. Fry Farms, located in Wayne County, Illinois, was recently recognized for supplying pumpkins to Walmart stores across the country, but they also grow several other types of produce. Today, we'll hear their story as we visit with Fry Farms president, Sarah Fry.
I am the president of Fry Farms, and Fry Farms is located in southern Illinois, and we're actually a specialty crop producer. So although we do grow a few corn, and we grow some corn and we grow some soybeans, we primarily produce watermelons, cantaloupes, sweet corn, pumpkins, and winter squash. And we sell and market most of what we grow directly to the nation's top 25 retail chains.
So quite a variety of things that you're growing and producing on your farm. If you don't mind me asking, how did you start doing this and where did the idea come from?
So it's actually a pretty interesting story. When I was a small girl, my mother had a delivery route, and her watermelon and cantaloupe delivery route actually went on up through Greenville, Illinois, and on up through Hillsboro. And as a young girl, I would accompany her on that melon route, and she would sell her watermelons and cantaloupes and pumpkins to the local independent grocers. And I would help her make those deliveries, and it was something that I did in the summer. That was, you know, really, it was a way for me to actually get off of the farm instead of staying on the farm. So I really enjoyed going on that route with her and being a part of that delivery program that she was running during the summer season.
So then from your experience with that and your enjoyment, I assume you said, hey, I might want to do this as my job one day.
Yeah, so as a teenager then, my mother actually went to work for a radio station in Centralia, Illinois, and I took over the delivery route. And I had four older brothers who had all went off to college. And we grew up on a small family farm, just about 80 acres. And the melons that we were actually selling, we were purchasing in southern Indiana, and then we were delivering those melons to the stores when I was very young. So when I was about 16 years old, I took over the delivery route with the family farm truck. And that summer began to expand that delivery route. We used to deliver to about 15 to 17 local independent stores. And the summer that I turned 16, I expanded that route to a little over 150 stores, to include several Division I Walmart stores. And probably many of your listeners probably remember but Walmart didn't necessarily sell a lot of groceries. Those stores were called Division I stores back then. And I actually used to deliver produce to those Division I stores before they were converted into supercenters and started to sell, you know, obviously all of the groceries that they sell today.
So starting out doing this when you were a child and then moving on to having some more responsibility when you were a teenager, I assume you were pretty busy. How did you balance things with school and your friends and then also having a job?
Well, there wasn't exactly a work-life/school balance. You know, I was from a very early age, I was very motivated, and it's interesting, this is sort of a farm program, but my goal was to actually get off of the farm, and I knew that I couldn't get things done quickly enough, and I wanted to go to college, and I couldn't get that done actually soon enough. So I started attending high school and college simultaneously while running the delivery route in the summer. But that was really at that time just a way for me to plan and prepare to get off of the farm. But being the youngest with four older brothers, my brothers had already left for college, and I was really kind of the last kid left on the farm. So I knew I had this moment when I knew that if I didn't take over the small family farm, there probably wouldn't be a place for us, a farm for my brothers and I to come home to when we were, you know, finished with college and on with our lives and careers, and would want to have that place to come home to where we had so many memories growing up. So it was really, and I was about 17 when it dawned on me that, hey, you know, you've been kind of working your whole life here to figure out how you're going to get off the farm, but it looks like you're probably going to need to stay. So that's what I did, and like I said, I finished my schooling locally, and my business was going very well at the time. So I knew that I only had a small amount of acreage at that time to work with. So I had to think about crops that I could grow and produce that would have higher returns than just typical corn, soybeans. So that's why I actually started growing pumpkins on the farm, on the small farm that I grew up on.
What a great story, just to hear from someone who grew up and, like anyone, you had those dreams and ambitions and then decide, hey, maybe it's not so bad. As far as the crops that you produce, you just mentioned pumpkins. Now, you told me, one of the nation's largest growers of pumpkins.
That is correct. And in fact, the state of Illinois is the number one pumpkin producing state in the nation, both for fresh market type pumpkins and also canning pumpkins. And we actually grow both of those. But pumpkins actually are a small part of what we do at Fry, even though we are probably the nation's largest pumpkin farm. We actually grow more watermelons than we do pumpkins. So throughout my life and in my career, I reinvested the profits from the business, and we started buying farmland. One by one, my brothers came home to join me in the business, and we started buying farmland in various states, and then we spread out to lengthen sort of our growing and shipping season, our growing, shipping, and selling season. So now we operate farms in Florida, Georgia, Illinois, Indiana, Arkansas, Missouri, and up in the panhandle of West Virginia, about an hour outside of Washington, D.C., and all of those farms have various purposes. They all have different, very different soil types. So we're able to produce a lot of watermelons throughout the Southeast, which we sell direct to our retail partners today. And the same with the cantaloupes. But Illinois really has the best sort of growing season and soil type that's most conducive to producing pumpkins.
Well, it's interesting you being from southern Illinois, and that's where the farm is, because typically when I think of pumpkins, I think of Morton, Illinois, which is the so-called pumpkin capital. Are there people around you that grow pumpkins as well, or are you more of the only one in your area that does that?
We primarily have the largest amount of acreage in southern Illinois. I think there are maybe one or two other growers, but the reason that we partnered with Libby Nestle, who owns the Libby brand, was that we were able to hit kind of an early window because we are in southern Illinois. So the pumpkins that we produce come off maybe 2 to 3 weeks earlier than what they can produce in northern Illinois in the Morton area. So that's kind of a way for them to get their factory started, their plant started up, and start producing canned pumpkin a little bit sooner by having that early crop of processing pumpkins.
Very interesting. Now, this year, I know the weather wasn't too terrible. I've talked with a local producer of pumpkins around here. He said it wasn't great, but it was definitely better than last year. How did things go for you this growing season?
You know, our pumpkins are so spread out in different counties that, you know, it's sometimes difficult to make an overall assessment. I would say, yes, it was better than last year, but we have different challenges with growing pumpkins in the different areas. Sometimes it's too much rainfall, sometimes it's not enough. You know, disease pressure varies by field. And pumpkins are a crop that require rotations. That's why we kind of, for the amount of acreage that we do, that we grow, that's why we have to continuously move our production around. So we really only try to plant pumpkins on the same farm about once every 4 years.
Very interesting. I'm sure there's a lot of management decisions that goes into all of the crops that you're growing. And I don't know if you'll have a specific answer for this, but you said you've got farms in several states across the country, all with a specific purpose. How do you manage Fry Farms? What is a typical week or a typical day like for you?
Well, I tell you what, I've been very blessed to build a great team. We have a great operations team. We have a great ag team. And you have to remember that I have four older brothers that came home to join me in the business. And, you know, we all travel, and I have different brothers in different locations, you know, throughout our growing regions. And then we have an excellent management team in place. And a lot of that has been just identifying talent at a very early age, and those folks have really become part of the Fry family and the Fry Farms family, and they have grown with us. So we've also developed partnerships with other growers, other small local growers, who sometimes manage and operate on the land that we own and have facilities on in various states.
Well, Sarah, a wonderful story, and it's been great visiting with you. Is there anything that I haven't asked or anything that you would like to share that we haven't mentioned yet?
No, I think we pretty well covered it all. I just, one thing I would say about women in agriculture is there are, for hundreds of years now, women have played a very vital role in agriculture, and I look forward to a future where more women come forward and are in leadership positions within agriculture.
Sarah Fry, president of Fry Farms in Wayne County. I hope you have a very happy Thanksgiving, and that's all we have today for your WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.